Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful morning. Hopefully where you live, it's going to be a hot day. So get outside and get that sprinkler going right now, if at all possible, because your plants are going to need some water. Today's a great day to feed everything with a liquid food. Now that the heat is here, things are going to grow. So an application of a liquid food like blooming and rooting, which is an unbelievable fertilizer for the vegetables and for the flower garden, it encourages blossoms on the plant. And without blossoms, there's no vegetables and there's no enjoyment in your flower beds. So get that on there and you're going to see a big, big difference. And for those of you that are looking for help on a regular basis, go to my website, paulparent.com. Top of the page, it says newsletter. It's free. Every Thursday, we will send you information about your garden. This past week, we did a story on the blue hydrangea, day lilies, and Shasta daisies. It's free. So go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put on your email address, and you'll get this information. Next week, we're going to be talking about iris, day lilies, and mandevilla. So those are three good common plants that people have, and we'll give you some great information. We also want to welcome to the Garden Club two new radio stations, WVNJ, 1160 AM in Teaneck, New Jersey, and KQEW 102.4 FM in Forside, Arkansas. Welcome to the Garden Club. Call us, 800-259-9231, and we'll work with you to help you to have a better garden, and during the winter to help you to have better houseplants. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Virginia from Mass with a question about her blue hydrangeas.
Virginia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you. My blue hydrangea is starting to get, like, rust on them, the flowers. What is causing that? This year I've had an abundance of them. I was so proud of it. But now it's like getting rusty in spots on the flowers.
Okay. Are you watering your blue hydrangea a lot?
Not quite, no.
Okay. I was down on Cape Cod last week and had several people come to Snow's Home and Garden in Orleans, where I was broadcasting. And a lot of people have little black spots on the foliage of the blue hydrangea. We've had a cooler than normal summer so far. And we've had quite a bit of rain, especially early during the growing season. Not as much lately, but earlier in the year we had a lot of rain. And the foliage, because it was cooler, stayed wet for a longer period of time. And that's the reason for the spotting on the foliage of the hydrangea. So, a couple things that you can do. Number one, never water in the evening hours. If you're going to use either a built-in irrigation system that's in your lawn or garden, or you're watering with a sprinkler, get it done in the morning. Never late in the day, after 6, 7 o'clock at night, because the foliage will stay wet and fungus will become a real problem. Second thing is spray on the foliage a good fungicide. Now, there's a couple on the market that I've had very good luck with. One is called Actinovate, A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E, Actinovate. It's all organic, it's all natural, and it will work very, very well for you. And it works great on tomatoes to stop that yellowing of the foliage. The other one is called Serenade. Again, all natural. It works absolutely incredible. Serenade or Actinovate. These are great products. They're both organic. They're both natural. And you can use them on vegetables, flowers, and all types of plants in your garden, including the blue hydrangea and rose bushes. So try that, and I know it will stop it dead in its tracks. And you may want to consider fertilizing the plant to encourage some new growth to replace the leaves that are infected with that black spot fungus on the foliage. Great question. Thank you, Virginia. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Donna from Maine with a question about her Stanley plums.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually have two questions. One is about a Stanley plum and the other is about a hibiscus.
Okay.
The Stanley plum is probably about 8 years old. Last year, for the first time, it put out a lot of blooms, and then all the fruit dropped. And then the same thing happened this year. All the fruit has dropped quite early on. And it looks like a very healthy tree, but the fruit is all dropping. And then my hibiscus question is, I have a hibiscus that has been blooming for over a year, and I'm wondering if I should cut it back and give it a rest, or if this is okay. And it also puts out a lot of the leaves have been turning yellow and having some spots at the tip, some brown spots at the tips of the leaves. So I don't know if it has some sort of a fungus, or this is, again, natural for the leaves to turn yellow and drop off.
Okay. First question, on your Stanley plum, how long has the plant been in your yard?
I think about 7 years or so, and it's quite big. It's, you know,
yeah, if it's been in your yard for 5, 6, 7 years, it should be able to retain the fruit that the tree makes.
Yeah.
Especially if they begin to form on that plant. So the first thing that I would do is I would get some food on that plant. Now, what I would do is you take a crowbar and you want to go out to the plant and line up the application of fertilizer with the tips of your branches. So right where the tip of the branch is, follow your eye straight down. That's called the drip line of the plant. Take a crowbar, make a hole about 6, 7 inches deep, and put a half a handful of plant tone fertilizer, or you can use Milorganite. Milorganite is an organic lawn food, but it is wonderful for shrubs and trees. And what you need to put on that plant is take a ruler, put it up against the trunk of the tree, and you're going to put 1 pound of food per inch diameter of the trunk of the tree. So let's say the trunk of the tree is 3 inches. normally you would give it 3 pounds of food. In your situation, you need to encourage it to be more productive. I would double it. So give it 5, maybe 6 pounds, and you make some holes in a circle, put a half a handful in each. If you have some food left, move in towards the center of the plant and make another series of holes all the way around the tree. Put a half a handful in each, and then push the soil back around it. Malagonite and plant tone are organic, and they will not burn. And it's going to give you more food for your money than buying those tree spikes. Tree spikes are very expensive, and half of the spike is the bonding agent that allows you to hammer it into the ground. Your hibiscus. When we come back from these messages, I will tell you about hibiscus, and next week's newsletter will feature hibiscus. So go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put your email address, and while you're there, read this week's about hydrangea, daylilies.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 26, 2011. Gold opens this morning at $1,771.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,814.89, $907.44 for a half ounce, or $453.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,814.89, $907.44, and $453.72.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We've been talking with Donna, and she had a great question. I know a lot of you this time of the year have hibiscus plants as a planter on your deck, your porch, your patio, and then you bring it inside during the winter months. Hibiscus is a wonderful, wonderful summer flowering plant, and if you can give it lots of sun, it will bloom year-round. Now, here's the deal. If you want that hibiscus plant to bloom non-stop, and I mean 12 months of the year, the secret is food. So I do two things. Number one, I fertilize with Osmocote. Osmocote, O-S-M-O-C-O-T-E. Osmocote looks like a little BB. And you can buy it at any garden center. It's a time-release fertilizer, and it will last for 3 months in the soil of your plant. So you sprinkle these BBs, depending on the size of your pot, and what I do is, on your calendar, so if you're going to add it today, write down, count forward 3 months. So August, September, October. So October 15th or October 1st, write down Osmocote. Then count 3 months. Write on your calendar Osmocote. And that will remind you to re-fertilize that plant. Now, outside during the summer, they require more food. And every time you water during the winter, during the summer, if you can feed them with a liquid food, something like Rooting and Blooming or Miracle-Gro, every time you water, that hibiscus will stay bright green. It will be continuously flowering for you, and your plant will be incredible looking. The yellowing is because the plant is hungry. The spotting is because the plant becomes weak when it's hungry and you get some fungus that will attack the foliage. So if you keep it green, no yellow leaves, and no spotting on the foliage. Now when the plant gets to be too big for you,
and you want to control the size, don't prune the whole plant at once, because if you do, you're going to lose all of your color. What you do is this. This week, take the tallest or any branches that have no blooms on them, and you cut one-third of the branches. To make it easy, count your branches. If there's 30 this week, cut back 10 of the 30 branches by about a third of their original growth. So if they're 3 feet long, take a foot off. Wait 2 weeks. Cut another 10 branches. Wait another 2 weeks and cut the final 10. By the time you cut your final 10 branches, the first 10 will be in full bloom. The second 10 will be making new growth, and they will be flowering in 2 weeks. That way you are continuously given blooms on your plant. If you cut the whole plant at once, the flowers are gone for a 2 to 3 week period. So a little selective pruning, lots and lots of fertilizer, and they will be wonderful. A day like today, we've got heat coming for a week. The whole country is hot. Liquid food on your vegetable garden. Plants like tomatoes, peppers, your cold weather crops, green beans, cucumbers, squash. They love to be fed right now, and they will respond with a crop that you won't believe. Your annuals, your perennials, get them fed. Window boxes, whiskey barrels. If you're going to do just one thing today, put a pair of scissors in your pocket, fertilize your plants, and deadhead and remove the faded flowers. If you get the flowers off that are dying, your plant will bloom with new buds. So deadhead and feed your plants.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tim from Cape Cod with a question about cucumber.
Okay, Tim, good morning. Welcome to the Gun Club. Hi, Tim. Tim, you there? Hello? Okay, Tom, who else is on the phone lines that has a question on their garden?
Next up, we've got Beth from Mass with a question about her squash.
Beth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Glorious morning.
It is.
Yeah. I was wondering how you control squash vine borers, and would nematodes help?
Okay. Squash vine borer is something that's going to become active now. It begins with a tiny white moth that will kind of flicker over your squash vine. And the moth will land on the stem near the ground. And it will deposit the eggs on the stem of your squash plant. The eggs will hatch. It will become a little worm-type insect that will eat his way into the stem of your plant and then feed on the center. Many years ago, when I was beginning to learn about gardening, one of my teachers was Jim Crockett from the Victory Garden. just an incredible man, a fabulous gardener, and a real prince as far as wanting to teach people how to garden. That was his goal. And that's what I'm trying to do. And what Jim told me, and he told all of his listeners and the people of the Victory Garden, is right now is when this borer is really active. And what he would do is he would take a pair of his wife's pantyhose, cut off the legs at the crotch, so you had each leg. Then he would take it from the thigh portion of the pantyhose and roll it like a piece of carpet till you got down to the toe. Dig a little hole right near your squash plant, bury the toe in the ground, and then what he would do is he would slowly wrap the nylon pantyhose up the stem of the plant. And that would create a barrier, so if the moth laid the egg on the nylon and the egg hatched, the worm could not eat through the nylon. And by doing this, it totally eliminated the use of insecticides on the squash vine, and it created a barrier to keep the squash vine borer out. Now, if you haven't done this, you can still do it. If you have had problems in the past with squash vine borer, and you can't get that pantyhose on because your plants are too big, use a product called pyrethrum. In Bonide, Lawn and Garden has a pyrethrum spray. Pyrethrum is made from the flower buds of your chrysanthemums, your fall blooming mums. They crush the buds, get this juice out of it, and when you mix it with water, you spray it on the trunk of your plant, on that vine, the first 2 or 3 feet. And you have to do it weekly because it's an organic and it will break down with the heat and with rain. But if you do it weekly, it should control the squash vine borer. Now, if you start to notice a hole in the base of your plant, take a sharp knife, cut into the hole, split the stem open gently, and you'll find that little bugger right in there. Kill him. Squeeze the vine back together, and then cover where you've made the cut with soil from the garden, and usually a good 75% of the time, that's enough to save the plant. So you try that, and you'll have great results. But Jim always recommended your wife's old pantyhose, recycle them to control squash vine borer. Tom, who's up next? Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got a question from Bob from Mass about his squash.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I've got a, what do you call it, crookneck squash there?
Yes.
And before I planted them, I put down the granulated 8 and everything. And all of a sudden, all my blossoms every night fall off. I sprayed with Serenade. I resprayed it with liquid 8. And all, I drenched the soil all out. But every night, they just keep falling off.
Okay. I want you to go in your garden today, Bob.
Yep.
And I want you to look at your squash plant. Now, a squash plant, especially early in the season, will produce 5 or more male flowers to every female. And the way that you can tell the difference is this. The male flower will have a short stem, about 2 to 3 inches, the thickness of a pencil, and on the end of it is the flower. The female will actually be a small squash with the flower on the end. But early in the season, to attract the bees to the plant, the squash will produce many, many, many male flowers to draw the bees and the pollinating insects into your garden. So if you look and you see it's a short stem or just a bloom, that's a male. The female will actually have a little baby squash with the bloom on the end. So you've done nothing wrong. It's the plant preparing for the arrival of the squash on your plant. Give them a little bit of extra food to help with the production of flowers, but it's nothing wrong. You've done nothing wrong at all. It's the plant saying, come on, bees, get over here. We need you to pollinate so that we can have squash on your plant. And that's only a temporary thing. It lasts for a week, maybe 10 days, but after that, the blooms will come. So you don't need any insecticides. You don't need any fungicide. It's the way that the plant says to the bugs, hey, come on, bring me, come over here. I want you to pollinate my flowers to produce some squash for my gardener. And it will happen. Have some patience. And a wonderful question. Thank you. I like it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Derek from Maine with a question about his poinsettias.
Derek from Maine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you.
We was given this poinsettia plant, and it was real robust. Had four big stalks. It's in a big plant pot. And it done well until probably early summer. And then it, three of the stalks died. And the fourth one pretty near did, but it came back. And now that one is dying, but little green shoots keep coming. And they just get established really well, and then they die back, and another one will come, and that will die. And it's
okay. What size pot is your poinsettia in now?
It's a pretty good size pot. Probably the size of a small scrub pail.
Okay. And how tall is your poinsettia? The ones that are still good, the branches. Are they like a foot tall?
Yes. 10 inches or a foot.
Okay. Now, have you been feeding your poinsettia at all?
No.
Okay. Is it outside?
No, but we've had it in front of the window, and the window's been open. But no, it hasn't been outside.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is this. That plant, if you haven't fed it, is probably starving, and it needs to be fed on a regular basis. Now, at this time of the year, you can take that poinsettia plant, put it outside where it's going to be shady, and that plant will grow like crazy. Now, what I want you to do, that stem that's 10 inches tall, I want you to take your fingernails, and I want you to break off the tip of the plant. And that will encourage the plant to make new side shoots on the plant. And if anybody listening has a poinsettia left over from last year, if you don't pinch it back at this time of the year, the plant will get taller and taller and taller, and the crotch of the plant is not very strong. And by pinching it back, you stop that growth temporarily, and you increase the strength of the crotch of the where the branches come off the plant. It will produce more branches and more foliage. So I want you to feed that plant twice a month with a liquid food. Miracle-Gro Blooming and Rooting is incredible stuff. either one of those two. I want you to give it a little bit of shade. You can get some morning sun or late in the day sun. So let's say from sunrise until 10 o'clock, no problem. Or after 4 o'clock, no problem. But not during the heat of the day. Water as needed. Feed it every couple of weeks. And you will see that plant will come right back. But you have to say to yourself, Dirk, do you eat every day? That plant needs to eat. And if you haven't fed it, the fertilizer that was put on it by the grower is long gone. So give it some food, water as needed. Just feel the soil with your finger and pinch back. When the branch gets to be about a foot tall, from now until, I'm going to say the end of August, pinch it. After the end of August, leave it alone, and it will produce beautiful blooms for you during the holiday season. And when we get closer, I will tell you what to do. But for now, feed it. Take care of it. Pinch it if it starts to get really tall to keep it more compact. And every time you pinch, two shoots will develop from that plant. Christmas cactus. This is their time, and we'll tell you more about that in a little bit. 800-259-9231. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Hey, I want to tell you about these new Japanese beetle traps we've been talking about on the radio this morning. They're made by a company called Rescue, and I never realized the difference between this trap and the others. The other traps only trap the Japanese. This one will work with the Oriental. And I set one up in my yard because I never want to recommend something until I've seen it work. And this Rescue trap will also collect the Oriental. And I am finding as many Orientals as I am Japanese beetles in my trap. And I have three purple leaf plums that in the past they've been devouring them. And I set up that trap. It's incredible, the results. And they also make a fly trap, a regular house plant, a house fly. And if you have a patio or if you have animals and you have flies, you put this trap up. And it is absolutely incredible. It's a recycled 2-liter bottle. You put this bait inside, and I'll tell you, this house fly trap, when it's there, it's like a hornet's nest with the flies trying to get in. So when you go to your garden center, ask them for it. It's incredible. The beetle and the house fly in particular, I've never seen anything like it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anne from Mass calling about her rhododendron.
Anne from Massachusetts, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. And yourself, Anne?
Thank you very much. I love your show. I've been listening for a number of years, and actually it's my second time calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have this gorgeous rhododendron that I've had to really cut back to the point of destruction. It's too close to the house, and it grew up over the gutter. My question is, there are shoots left at the top that have not cut yet. Can they be cut and replanted to start a new rhododendron?
Yep. What you want to do, Ian, is you want, before you cut them, you need to go to a garden center. The box stores have no idea what this product is. But what you need to ask the garden centers, and they may not have it, but they can order it for you. You want a rooting powder for what is called a hard wood cutting. The normal rooting powder is okay for coleus and impatiens and, you know, houseplants. But the percentage of hormone in the rooting powder is not strong enough for a rhododendron, azaleas, lilacs, and things like that. So have them order hard wood cutting rooting powder. And then what you would do is you can take just regular plastic pots. You fill them with a good potting soil. Cut your shoots off your plant, dip them in the rooting powder, shake off the excess, place them, put 4, 5, 6 cuttings in each of the pots if they're good size, like a 10-inch pot or a 12-inch pot, and keep them in the shade. Water them every single day because there's no roots. So you got to keep the soil moist, keep the foliage wet, but it has to be in the shade. And they won't all root, but you should be able to get over 50%. Once they begin to root, you can tell. Just grab a hold of the stem, just lift up on it, and when you get some resistance, then you know that the roots are beginning to form. Now, just take care of them from now until the fall. When we get to about Thanksgiving, because the plant is small, has a small root system, if you leave it outside for the winter, it probably will die with the cold and with the weather. So you'll have to take that rooted cutting, take a whole pot, put it in your tool shed, put it in your garage, underneath, on the floor in the garage, and if you can give it some sunlight, it would be wonderful. If you have a deck, put it underneath the deck, someplace where it's going to be sheltered from the strong winter sun and